Excellent memories with the Honorable Buddy Huggins on 1330 WNIX. Our sponsors include Coca-Cola, Tech Info, Budweiser, and of course our good friends from Garfield's. We're going to talk a little bit about Garfield's first off the bat, and then Buddy will be going back to Bill Dundee. Another hour packed full of wrestling on 1330 WNIX. Garfield's Restaurant Pub, located right here in Greenville at the Greenville Mall, is your home, and it's the home of Mid-South Wrestling Memories. Doug Brown and the crew out there. Doug listening in tonight out at Garfield's, and he'd be on his way to Mexico pretty soon. And speaking of Mexican, if you like the Mexican food, they've got that great, great Mexican food. They also have snacks, bowl foods, and, of course, the cheapest beer prices in town. Megabytes, you name it, they have it. And, Buddy, you went out there today and ate some of that great food, no doubt about it. Garfield's, lip-smacking good. And we'll be back with more of Mid-South Wrestling Memories on 1330 WNIX shortly.
Hello, I'm Joe Montana, the famous quarterback.
Hey, Joe, is it really you?
That's me, Joe Montana, in the flesh. Enter the Coca-Cola Craft Super Bowl 35 sweepstakes, and you could be enjoying an awesome Super Bowl party with me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, can I get your autograph?
There you go, kiddo.
Awesome.
You could also win a Super Bowl ticket, a home entertainment system, or football gear like this football signed by me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, throw me the ball.
Okay, go along. Oops, sorry.
Joe Montana was not available for the making of this radio commercial. The real Joe Montana was too busy preparing hors d'oeuvres, stocking up on ice-cold Coke, and signing football gear for the big pregame party on January 28th. For a chance to meet the real Joe, see your nearest participating Coca-Cola retailer for details. Entries must be received by 1-1701. No purchase necessary.
Do like me, Joe Montana, and enjoy the game with Coca-Cola.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller.
Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller.
You stand like a sentry outside the grounds of our national pastime, offering us your salty nuts.
Nothing crunchy.
Half price on the outside, all the taste. That's your pitch. There's nothing like spending a summer day on a hard bleacher seat, crunching your nuts. Unless maybe it's sitting behind home plate, spreading mustard on your wiener. So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller, because thanks to you, a bag of peanuts costs just peanuts. St. Louis, Missouri.
When it comes to internet providers, you can either choose the leader or a service that is second best. Tech Info is the first internet provider in the Delta. They were the first with 56K technology. They were also the first to institute the V90 standard. And now, Tech Info has web-based email service, which allows you to check your email from anywhere in the world. So why be with an internet provider that's always following? Call 1-800-863-5415 today and sign up with a proven leader, Tech Info.
And back we are with more of Mid-South Wrestling Memories on a Sunday night on 1330 WNIX. Buddy, we've got a guest on the line.
Bill?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm back with you now. I left you before the break. We was going to get all the way back to when you began.
Well, my question is, as everybody knows, I was born in Scotland, and British wrestling is a little different from, quote-unquote, the American style of wrestling. So my uncle had a judo school, and I learned to do judo before karate was the big thing. Judo was the thing, like the, like the Japanese, what it is today, karate judo was it then. So I went to the school and learned judo. Well, there was two guys come in there, they used to train, and I said, oh, they're professional wrestlers. Well, judo is a kind of like our business. If the guy's going to throw you and you block him and you're going for the point system and you keep blocking him, nobody will get no points. So if the guy has a clean throw and you just kind of let him do it, and he will do it to you. So you get your belt, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Well, wrestling, same way. So I got interested in Scotland when I was only like 14, 15, 16 years old. So when I was 17, I moved to Australia. And I had still kept up the judo, and I was kind of learning to amateur wrestle in Scotland. So when I got to Australia, a friend of mine come around and he says, hey, there's a guy down the road from us, teaches IM combat. You used to do judo, let's go down and join his class. Said, okay. So I wandered down there with him, and inside his gym in his backyard, he had a like big wood shed built with a ring. And when I say a ring, it was four posts cemented into the ground, sawdust in a square hole, and a mat over it. So when it got back down, it was just like concrete. And it was 16 feet, you know. And that's where he taught you the unarmed combat. But there was a lot of posters on the wall. I said, man, well, who's that? He said, that was me when I was younger. I said, were you a professional wrestler? He said, yeah. I said, well, will you teach me to do professional wrestling? He said, nah, Bill, he said, you don't want to do that. There's no money in it, I'll show you. I said, yeah, but I still just like to do it, to learn it. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, he did. And there's another guy by the name of Ken Fuhrer who had a son who was my size. Everybody else was big then. I mean, they were all like 6 foot, 250s, 240s. So he says, look, this guy promotes in hotels and things around Melbourne, Australia, and his son doesn't have an opponent, but you're about the same size, so I must have wrestled that guy 300 times the first year. So that's how I got involved in 62. Jim Barnett came in 64, and he brought the American style of wrestling, and he put it on television. And believe me, just like The Rock and Stone Cold and me and Lawler was in Memphis, the Mark Loons and the Killer Coxes and the Curtis Ayers and Killer Kowalski were the household names in 62 to about 90. And that's how I got started. So the first 10 years of my life, I did jobs for everybody there, that, you know, to put you on TV just because I could work and take a lot of bumps. They liked to work with me. So I'd fly all over the place, and that made them look like King Kong. Well, a guy by the name of Bobby Shane, another guy got killed in that plane wreck in Florida when it went into the bay down there. Austin Idol was on it. And Gary Hart and Buddy, I think the guy's name was Pilot. But anyway, Bobby Shane was there, and he said, look, you and George Barnes would get over good in Tennessee. He said, Jerry Jarrett's the booker. Nick Gullis is the promoter, but he said, Nick, you know, said, we need to talk to Jarrett. So we called him about three or four times in 1 week and talked to him. He said, I'll start working on your papers to get you here. It took a year to get the papers through with a visa. So finally in 74, they sent us the paper, so we arrived here at the end of 74. And the rest is history, as they say. So I worked 10 years for Jared, and then Bill Watts came up. His therapy was taking a nosedive. The dog was getting cold, and he had needed talent. Jim Duggan was just started in a few things. So he came up, he talked to me about being the booker. I went down there, and they, you know, was there for him. Took the smaller guys down there. Louisiana had never seen him. And the rest is history, as they say.
I tell you, it's quite a story, quite a story. There's a lot more to that story than what you just said. There's things that happened that just you could write a book about.
Well,
and,
I'm going to put one and do on the video version. I'm going to do they all have books out, but I'm going to try to do a video version in mine. I'm already talking to a guy where I just sit and talk and show stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just make it a little more interesting. I think people would like to see.
Well, that's a great concept, and actually, I'm involved with a gentleman that's documentary styles. We're doing shoot tapes right now. We've got scheduled some of the best shoot tapes coming up in the history of wrestling. Yours, like you say, is going to be one of the greatest. I talked to handsome Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant. And I set him down for first part was 3 hours.
Not to cut you off, there's another guy. Couldn't wrestle a lick.
Still can't.
A lot of charisma.
Matter of fact, I told him on the shoot tape, he's the most notorious outlaw there's ever been. And when you listen to his story, of course, you know him from you know, years gone by. They put him in the ring without training. And his charisma carried him the whole way, just like Junkyard Dog.
I believe that may be further deep. See, I'm not sick. You hate to call a guy a liar. They can tell their stories any way they want. But nobody does that, and Hanson wouldn't do it because he wasn't a physical guy. I mean, I'm not saying that he didn't. I mean, he didn't. Anyway, I'm not going into that. I like the boogie. But the boogie woogie man today isn't the guy that got over in New York when he was 300 pounds, and when he came in here and he was 240 with a 30-inch waist. And see, what you see today and the people see today isn't what the people bought a ticket to see when he was in his heyday.
Oh no, it's almost like two different Jimmys, and that's the reason I even did the story with him and about him, because I was almost convinced they were two Jimmys, but I got to know him quite well, and I know that he's the one and the same.
He's
the same guy, but
and Boogie, we call him Boogie Woogie, with a beard and everything. They isn't the same persona that got over. He wouldn't have drawn a dime if he looked like that.
Oh, exactly.
See what I'm saying? I mean, he goes by, and then the people say, he comes around here or something, and they say, well, that ain't Handsome Jimmy was in Memphis. But it is.
Well, you mentioned a name that we don't see anymore, or hear any about, Austin Idol. What's the latest or whereabouts of him that you know? Is he doing well?
He's doing all right. Austin made a lot of money in three wrecks. He was on the plane wreck that was killed Bobby Shane. Anyway, you know how the lawsuit there is. A woman ran over in a car. He got another bunch of money on that. So he became pretty wealthy without even having to wrestle out of three wrecks. And he was hard to do business with. So you just never booked him.
He had an ego.
I don't know, but with another guy, he couldn't beat time with a stick. Another guy couldn't wrestle like.
Goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he had that charisma. He had that million dollar smile, that $1 million face, that package. Bless your heart, you had to wrestle. You had to be tough.
Well, yeah, I was a little guy in a big guy's fist.
And you proved yourself time and time again, I tell you that, as far as Scrapper. And you gave the people their money's worth every time, in and out, and just, I'm amazed.
This is the attitude that I had, buddy, and I'm not just trying to prove myself. But with the business that we was in, it was a guy 6'8" or whatever he wanted to be, and he just wanted to throw you around like a ping pong ball. I used to think to myself, he can't do this if I don't let him. And I had the mindset, I will, you know, he can only throw me around if I, so if he's going to beat me up, he's going to have to do it to shoot, and there'll be two people in this fight. So I would fight you, or wrestle you, or whatever. So, I mean, I wasn't just going to go in there and be treated like some guys treated other guys, you know, the same. But they only did it because they let him. And I never had that mentality. So this guy can walk me, he'll better do it. He shouldn't have looked as good if he's just going to throw me around. And they respected me for that, I guess. And they let me do, you know what I'm saying? They'd work back for me, so that's what it's all about.
Exactly. Well, look, we could do this again at another time. I want to hear some more stories from the past. I'll have to get back with you on the actual time frame. Look for it in the fans coming up. I'll get Billy back here in the next...
Let me cut you off on a little story about Harley. Here's the good thing about him being stuck in a snowstorm. He won't get a ticket for speeding, brother. That guy is the fastest guy I've ever seen. He's coming back from the town one day. He says, Bill, just follow me. Follow him. Well, I followed him for about a mile. I don't know, I started about 75-80. I don't know how fast Harley was going, but that's how he drives.
There'll be
one good thing about the snowstorm, he won't get a ticket or, you know what
I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, look, he would have loved to have done the interview on the cell phone going through the ice and snow, and I told him, I said, no, let's just get a few minutes to the people and make yourself safe. But I'm glad you let me know that he was a speed demon.
Woo! When the weather's right, brother, I'm telling you.
Hammer down, pedal to the metal. All right, sir. I'll be hollering at you later.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
And we've got more Mid-South Wrestling Memories upcoming, and we've got another guest coming up shortly. George the Animal Steele will be our next guest that Buddy Huggins will be talking about. We want to get one more plug in for Garfield's right now, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. And I'll tell you what, the next time you have that birthday or that anniversary, go by and see Doug and the crew out at Garfield's. We eat lunch there every Sunday, and lots of times during the weekend. It's Garfield's Restaurant Pub, located, of course, in the Greenville Mall. Our other sponsors include Tech Info, and without the good friends at Tech Info and their capabilities, we wouldn't be able to be talking to everybody throughout the United States. Also, Coca-Cola and Budweiser, the home of those real American heroes. And the home of the real American heroes that we talk about each and every Sunday night from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock on the Delta Sports Choice 1330 WNIX. It's Mid-South Wrestling Memories, and Buddy Huggins has another guest upcoming shortly on 1330 WNIX, and we have George the Animal Steele, and we'll be getting in contact with him. Don't forget, if you enjoy Mid-South Wrestling Memories. You can email us or email Buddy with his email address, and we'll be on the air each Sunday night from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. No sport like wrestling.
Hi, I'm Joe Montana, the famous quarterback.
Hey, Joe, is it really you?
Yes, it's me, Joe Montana, in the flesh. Enter the Coca-Cola Craft Super Bowl 35 sweepstakes, and you could be enjoying an awesome Super Bowl party with me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, can I get your autograph?
There you are, young man.
Awesome.
You could also win a Super Bowl ticket, a home entertainment system, or football gear, like this football signed by me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, throw me the ball.
Okay, go long. Frightfully sorry.
Joe Montana was not available for the making of this radio commercial. The real Joe Montana was too busy preparing hors d'oeuvres, stocking up on ice-cold Coke, and signing football gear for the big pregame party on January 28th. For a chance to meet the real Joe, see your nearest participating Coca-Cola retailer for details. Entries must be received by 1-1701. No purchase necessary.
Do like me, Joe Montana, and enjoy the game with Coca-Cola.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller.
Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller.
You stand like a sentry outside the grounds of our national pastime, offering us your salty nuts.
Nice and crunchy.
Half price on the outside, all the taste. That's your pitch. There's nothing like spending a summer day on a hard bleacher seat, crunching your nuts. Unless maybe it's sitting behind home plate, spreading mustard on your wiener. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller, because thanks to you, a bag of peanuts costs just peanuts.
Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back with my next guest. I've got on the phone live George the Animal Steel.
Yes, I am alive.
Well, thank goodness, there, George. How you doing?
All right, isn't it?
I tell you, we're all blessed to be alive, healthy, and wealthy, and wise today. You turned into quite a friend of mine.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Likewise.
You're helping me in so many different ways, I tell you. I want you to enlighten the people a little bit about your wrestling. We don't have but about 10 minutes. I've ran long on my interview with Harley Race and Bill Dundee, but they all told me to tell you hi and best wishes and glad to see you doing well, and they want to know that secret about that too. But get back into how me and you met, and then we'll tell everybody your history about your health, and in 10 minutes do the best you can do, babe.
I can't do anything in 10 minutes. Are you kidding me?
I know.
There's a lot of great things going on. Number one, you're involved with two of the hottest businesses in the world. Wrestling is going through the roof. I just was talking the other day to a couple of friends of The Rock, and I understand that he just signed a contract for $5.5 million to do a movie, which is fantastic. And your talent, the kids you have down there, are all moving forward so strong. It's just a lot of great things are going on with the wrestling business as it is. And the other side of the coin is there's so many changes taking place in health today. Health is a changing paradigm of its own. People are starting to be very skeptical of modern medicine the way it is today. The pharmaceutical companies are now advertising on television. I asked a question the other day, and I thought it was pretty good. Where do the doctors find out about new drugs? Is it on Wednesday when they go to the seminars on the golf course? Or is it when the salesmen come in and tell them what the drug does? Or where do they find out anymore? Because they certainly don't have time to go back to the universities, and they're coming out with new drugs every day. There's a lot of chaos in the pharmaceutical area right now. When you see them advertising on TV, that really does kind of... Maybe that's where the doctors get their information, from the advertising on TV, do you think?
Maybe so. But you found a very, very good system that helps you.
Well, I decided, after being sick for 9 years, I decided to really go natural after I talked to my good friend from Cowboy Bill Watts, and he told me about some natural products and things. I had Crohn's disease. Everybody knows that by now, probably. And I was very, very sick for a long time. In fact, the doctors had given me a short time to be on this earth when I got involved with Bill and started taking this stuff to change my life. And, yeah, it's a mission with me now. I probably talk about it too much, but, you can't talk about it too much. Some people, they're hard-headed, and it takes a while to drive it through their head that there's something going on here where I could help them with their health and their wealth. And it's not about me making money. I've already made my money. I live on the ocean. I live in Cocoa Beach. I've got a great lifestyle. And I just don't want anybody to be as sick as I was.
Exactly. And I'm going to help you with this mission. You're the very one that introduced me to Cowboy Bill Watts. And you and I have a lot in common. I really appreciate you for that. Now that I'm involved with Manatech, the product that you're involved with, we're going to slowly but surely spread the gospel of how good this product is. I've been on the full-blown product now for 2 weeks, and I tell you, I can feel the difference. It's amazing. It's like night and day. My energy levels come up. I can just feel healthy. And I know internally that the scientific method, the way this thing works, is working.
And well, there's a major problem, though, buddy, when you get into Manatech. And it really is a problem. Do you tell people about the products and how wonderful they are, or do you tell them about the business opportunity and how fantastic that is with our new power bonus? We're making millionaires out of people and that want to do business. So it's a double-edged sword there. You can't go wrong. It's not for everybody. The business part is not for everybody, so they need to be on the health part. And, some people just aren't open to the health products, but they're looking for a way to make a lot of money. So I'm working with people in both ways. I think that's a... it's nice to have choices, but the nice thing is when the guy's really a smart guy and he takes care of his health and his wealth and has some time freedom to enjoy his wealth. I know people that are millionaires that are working 16 hours a day, 15 hours a day. The lawyers that are very, very busy, they drive a big cars, big homes, but they don't have any time to enjoy their money or their funds or their wealth. What's wrong with that picture?
Well,
I think if a person can get out there and work 4 or 5 hours a day and then kick back and enjoy his family and see his family rather than driving in the traffic and cussing at the with road rage to the people next to him, working out of their home. There's all kinds of advantages to that. And then, there's three things in my mission that I think are very important. It's your health, your wealth, and your freedom of time to enjoy it. And you tell me what else is more important than those three things.
There's absolutely nothing. You got to fit family in there. And these products are going to benefit my family our lifestyle, my income. My income has drastically come up since I met you guys. It's amazing. With this new power bonus system in the next 6 months, I stand to make quite a bit of money. But that's not the most important thing with Buddy Huggins. The most important thing is to help people. I want to educate them. I want to help them. And we're on the Bill Watts team. And I tell you, he said that I give him credit for being a genius. The man is. He's a genius, a living legend. And the planning that we put in behind this as a team member, a team effort. So everybody listening, you go to my website, www.midsouthwrestling.com, see what Bill Watts, Buddy Huggins, George Dalmer was still involved with, and why we're so enthused about this system.
Buddy, I got a new website I want to tell you about, too. You should look at it.
Go ahead.
www.dare, let me see, what is it now? Dare to be, what is it?
Dare to dream big?
That's it. .com, George Steele. Dare to dream big, .com, George Steele. And that'll give a lot of explanations, and it'll help you, it'll help your friends.
Exactly. That's dare to dream big, / George Steele.
That's it.
.com.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
.com, George Steele. Don't confuse me.
Yes, sir.
Buddy, I've met a lot of people with this internet thing, and you're one of the brightest people I have ever seen on the internet. Now, how do you do that? Explain that to me.
I copy a lot. I use plagiarism. That leads me to mention the fact that I'm dyslexic.
And so am I. We got a lot of things in common. We do it backwards, but get it done right.
Ain't that the truth? Well, sometimes we got to take one step forward and two steps backwards, but you know what? We never quit.
Nothing wrong with being a little slow as long as you get it done right.
Yes, it's got to be done right. And I tell you, I'm building something here in Mississippi when it comes to this nostalgia wrestling and this real wrestling. I'm going to make it real with all you old-timers helping me, showing me what was done in the past. When we do set a plan, I was talking to some gentlemen today about how quickly can I bring wrestling to Greenville. They said, can you bring George the Animal Steele in? I said, sure. I can put you on the phone with him right now. But I'm not. You know what I'm saying. You don't do it until it's ready.
About you and your wrestling business, buddy, and what a position you're in right now, because, you know, the WCW has just been sold, and there's a lot of turmoil there. The ECW is really kind of on its back, and people are starting to talk about Mid-South wrestling, and that's great. I mean, I'm hearing about it from the East Coast, the West Coast. When it comes to wrestling, I talk to people all over the United States and the world, and they're starting to talk about Mid-South wrestling. And that kind of blew my mind, because I thought you guys were kind of sitting back there playing it slow and easy, but all of a sudden you popped up to be one of the major players. I think that's big time, too, and I'm glad to hear that.
Well, thank you for that comment, and we're going to time it, and we're going to do it right. We're going to do it the old school way. If we bring it back to life, we're going to do it right this time. Not that it wasn't done right by Cowboy Bill Watts. He did it right.
Better not say it was done wrong by him. He said, I'll do that tube after you.
Well, I tell them there's only one way I'm going to do it, and that's the Bill Watts way. If I can't do it the right way, the Bill Watts way, I don't want nothing to do with it.
Now, let me tell you about that. There's a couple of ways there. There's a right way, a wrong way, and the Bill Watts way. And he's going to drive it through the nose, and that's what you're going to do. This is going to be a great thing.
Well, he told a lot of people back in them days, and Bill Dundee testified to that just a minute ago. Either it was the Bill Watts way or it was the highway. Sometimes it was the highway with knots on your head.
Very often.
Well, I tell you, he's just as tough and can walk that walk. So was Harley Race. So were you. You were very, in your day, you're one of the toughest.
Don't get on that wear thing. You know, I think Manitek, I'm still that way.
Yeah, and as far as I know, you fly somewhere every weekend. You're at a show dang near every weekend. And we're not going to tell nobody your age now. What we're going to do is bring you back. I got 2 minutes. We're going to bring you back live in the next couple of weeks. And we're going to have
hurry up if you want me live.
We're going to have a contest, and it's going to be a call-in email. I want people to guess the age. Y'all go and do your research. Guess the age of George the Animal Steele in a couple of weeks. I'll bring you back on, and we'll finish this conversation. We're going to educate these people about Manitek and what saved your life and why I'm so enthused and so happy. And over the period of the next 6 months, I fully expect people to be standing outside the radio station here wanting to find out how did Buddy Huggins become a millionaire. Number one, was it wrestling or Manitek?
Or a combination of both.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate your time, and we'll be talking to you later.
Later, Gator.
Later.
And that was Buddy Huggins with George the Animal Steele. We've got time to take one more commercial, and then, Buddy, we're going to, as you say, take it home.
Hi, I'm Joe Montana, the famous quarterback.
Hey, Joe, is it really you?
Yes, it's me, Joe Montana, in the flesh. Enter the Coca-Cola Craft Super Bowl 35 sweepstakes, and you could be enjoying an awesome Super Bowl party with me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, can I get your autograph?
There you are, young man.
Awesome.
You could also win a Super Bowl ticket, a home entertainment system, or football gear, like this football signed by me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, throw me the ball.
Okay, go long. Frightfully sorry.
Joe Montana was not available for the making of this radio commercial. The real Joe Montana was too busy preparing hors d'oeuvres, stocking up on ice-cold Coke, and signing football gear for the big pregame party on January 28th. For a chance to meet the real Joe, see your nearest participating Coca-Cola retailer for details. Entries must be received by 1-1701. No purchase necessary.
Do like me, Joe Montana, and enjoy the game with Coca-Cola.
Hey, buddy, is it true next week we've got Dory Funk on the air? We're with us in Mid-South Wrestling Memories, the great Dory Funk.
That's exactly right. We'll be talking to Dory Funk Jr. He'll be coming to us from his home in Ocala, Florida, where he has a wrestling school. And we'll be talking to some of his top students. There's Adam Windsor that we'll be talking to. He's talented to be one of the best talents in the whole country. Of course, Dory Funk Jr. trained, and that stands for something in this business, I tell you. Dory will be a very interesting guest next week, so I want all the listeners to make sure to put that down on your calendar to tune in to be able to hear that live. Dory Funk Jr. will be talking for
quite a while. We got a lot of interesting things to ask him, and it's going to be interesting.
Okay, join us again next week for the Wrestling Memory Show with our good friend. And, of course, we're talking about Buddy Huggins. Buddy, you got anything to say out of here?
I tell you, I'm just so happy to be involved in this great radio station. And I want to say one thing to everybody. Watch out for flying chairs.
1330 WNIX has brought you wrestling's hottest show, Mid-South Wrestling Memories, with Buddy Huggins. Listen in each Sunday night at 5 o'clock for Mid-South Wrestling Memories. Brought to you by Budweiser, Tech Info, Garfield's, and Coca-Cola. The opinions given on this program do not reflect those of WNIX Radio or the River Group.